A new study from researchers at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia suggests that many children who have autism spectrum disorder are being missed in early screenings. From WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman reports.
Dr. Whitney Guthrie is a postdoctoral research fellow at the Center for Autism Research at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She's also the lead researcher on the study. She says the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that doctors screen children for autism at 18 and 24 months.
There's a big gap between when the first signs of autism emerge in the first and second years of life and the average age that most kids in this country are diagnosed, which is 4.
That's a problem, she says, because experts say early intervention is the key. By studying the health records of 13,000 children who were screened for autism at CHOP, Guthrie and her research team found that screenings were only detecting the spectrum disorder in about 40% of all kids who had it. Guthrie and her team aren't sure why this is happening, but they think it might have something to do with questionnaires that parents fill out for doctors that are part of the screenings. They'll answer questions like, does your child make eye contact or smile back at you? Yes or no? And she says it's hard for parents to know how to answer those questions accurately.
Kids who have autism spectrum disorder generally look sometimes, and they might point sometimes, and they might smile sometimes, just not as frequently as other kids their age. And asking parents to judge whether their child is showing the typical amount of all these behaviors at that particular age is incredibly hard for parents to do, I think.
Guthrie says these results show that screening isn't working as well as doctors would like it to. To help identify more kids earlier, Guthrie and her team are working on an app for parents. The app would allow parents to take videos of their child responding to their name, something children with autism don't do as often as neurotypical children, and then hand the videos over to researchers for further study. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.